episode 590, Is Easy Always Better?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, can you believe it's a brand new week? Today is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a glorious day. It's going to be an awesome week filled with blessings and opportunities. Maybe your kids are starting school and you're a little anxious and you kind of have butterflies yourself, even though they have butterflies. Maybe you're headed back to school going, all right, I'm going to finish this degree. I'm on fire. I can do it. Yes, you can. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. You totally warm my heart. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more, and you can also sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions, where it can make your life a little bit what? Simpler. You want to be able to live life, create your now, pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. Where are you with that? This is Mindful Monday. This is what? Think. I feel like Pooh Bear. We got to be thinking. Maybe you're struggling a little bit. If you're struggling, I want to invite you to a breakthrough strategy session. Just click on the link in the show notes, and there you can just simply enter your name and your email. I promise you, I'm not going to spam you. It's your opportunity. It's your gift. This one little area that you might be working on, let's set it up. Okay, we'll chat about that later. But we got to talk about, is easy always better? Doing things that come with little to no effort seem to be the best answer. But is easy always better? Think of something you wanted to achieve, like making the honor roll in high school, maybe scoring the winning goal for the team, finding the man of your dreams, and starting a family. Earning your doctorate, going back to school, starting your own business. Those are all amazing feats. Was it something that came easy or is coming easy? Well, probably not. And a quick side note, if you notice my voice is a little crazy, it's because I've been working really hard. I've been working on everything but my linen closet, and that's for another story. So just pardon my voice. I hope it will last, but I cannot wait. Every single day, I've got to be with you. So just bear with me, hopefully with a little bit more lemon juice, a little bit more warm water, lots of it, it will begin to heal. So just bear with me. So let's get back to, is easy always better? So take a look at the other side that came easy, like brushing your teeth. For some, maybe exercise. For others, fried food. Oh, yummy. It could be anything. For me, I loved being pregnant. It was my best time ever. How many people, though, have you heard that, you know, it's been really difficult during their pregnancy, or they haven't been able to have children, and they have, you know, terrible stories to tell? But for me, that was something that was easy. Is easy always better, though? We seem to be attracted to that which comes easy. Let's go back in time. Did you already know how to crawl when you were born? Brush your teeth? How many things do you do that took work, repetition, and failures to get you where you are today? Minutes to hours to days to months to years. And look what you've accomplished. We take for granted what is of the past that has brought us to the present. Those things that we just take for granted, maybe those habits that we've created. Maybe you're one who loves to journal and you have no problem getting up every single morning and just writing out things every single day. I mean, it's just something you love to do. Maybe you're a writer, you're an author, and you get such joy from it. Were you actually born writing? Did you know how to write the letter A? In your particular language, whatever, you know, letter A would equal to. I know with different languages, I guess A isn't equal. So you know what I'm talking about, though. When did you write automatically? No, it took time. We had to figure out, okay, a certain mark here with a little tail here and an up mark swing here and a down to here gave us this particular letter. And when we combined those letters together, it made a word. And that word then, if you put it together, became sentences. And with sentences became paragraphs, which as we continued to write the paragraphs, it became pages of your thoughts. That all didn't happen overnight, but we think it did. We feel like it did. Because we take for granted what is of the past that has brought us to the present. Think about brushing your teeth. I know it's a little awkward thinking about brushing your teeth. You might be saying, ooh, yuck, really? Yes, really. Think about what hand you use to brush your teeth. Use your right arm or your left arm. Right hand, left hand. What if I tell you now to do it the opposite way? The next time you brush your teeth, I want you to do it the opposite way. Try it. It's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. You're going to be like, gosh, this is taking forever. I would already have been done if I could just use the other hand. And if you have to, have your hubby hold your other hand behind your back, your dominant hand. It is amazing what you begin to learn from yourself of like, oh my gosh, it is tough. I mean, try washing your face. Try shaving your legs, for goodness sakes. It's going to take 3 times probably as long to shave your legs, doing it the opposite way that you normally do it. So let's say with one leg, you normally do it with the right arm. Well, I want you to do that with the left arm instead. And then same thing. So always reverse it. Number one, it's going to increase your shower time. That could be good and bad, right? More me time in the shower. I always like the hot showers. But try it. It doesn't come easy at first. But if you were to continue those efforts, do you think it would become easy? Yes. We take for granted what is of the past that has brought us to the present. When you're in the moment, you always think you need to be moving faster, getting better results, achieving the goals exactly as you thought them through. But in life, it's not about ease. It's the blessed journey to create your now. I couldn't help but turn on the Olympics again. Yes, I am an Olympian fanatic. I love watching the Olympics. The hard work and dedication of these athletes astonishes me all the time. And it's not about the actual races. I love hearing their stories. I love the stories. I want to hear what brought them to where they are. What made them want to run? Well, today when I turned on the Olympics, I had the privilege of watching the men's marathon. And there were 3 top runners in the race at the time when I was watching specifically. One was Kenya, Ethiopia, and then the United States. And the man who actually pulled it out at the end was from Kenya, Eliud Kipchoge. Kipchoge was an amazing man. And his story of how he actually did his training fascinated me. It wasn't all about just doing the running exercises and running the long miles and figuring out the sprints going back and forth. But his coaching team was about when he is in the race, he knows how to make the decisions he needs to make. And he's confident about those decisions. You see, that came from the little consistent things that he was doing. Having bathroom cleanup duties. Yeah, he cleaned the bathrooms too. He would do the dishes, and he would still train. They all would take turns, both the coaching staff and him, the athlete. And he was very mindful of what he was doing, the thought processes that he would put it in, the feelings. And people would say that when you meet him, he has a calmness about him, a presence, this awe, this aura that he carries around him. He's so confident because why? He's so consistent with the little things that he does. And on August 21st, 2016, he won the gold medal in the Olympics at Rio. You see, his kiss was to appreciate the little consistent things in life. To appreciate the little consistent things in life. What he kept doing over and over again. He wanted to go faster, get better results, achieve the goal of winning the gold. But he couldn't do that unless if he appreciated the little consistent things. Yes, cleaning the bathrooms. Yes, doing dishes. Swapping things out with his coaching staff. He didn't make them do everything. It was about learning life and building life together, how it all was intertwined. It wasn't just about running the race, mile after mile after mile after mile. How are you running your life's marathon right now? Are you running it just to run? Are you just trying to get to the next point, the next destination? Is that the life that you want to live? Is easy always better? Because we make those decisions. We decide that, oh my goodness, yes, if I just do this and I get to this, everything's going to be fine. You're moving from destination to destination to destination. You're not on a journey. But if you look at what you have, big picture, take a ride up high. Take God's view and look down and see what he has created within you. It's a journey. It's a blessed journey to create your now. It's not about each individual destination. Appreciate the little consistent things in life. And this is how you do it. Number one, be grateful. Be grateful of the learnings, both of the past and the present. Now that's hard because some of you might be thinking, but in the past I was hurt. I was hurt in my marriage. I was struggling with my kids. I thought I was absolutely crazy to be homeschooling them. What was I doing? What was I thinking? I wasn't happy most of the time because I was overweight. And I'm still a little overweight, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. No, be grateful. The learnings of both the past and the present. Number two, be consistent in the little things, which together becomes the bigger things. Be consistent. That is hard to do. This immediate gratification that we want everything right now. Drive up, you know, that self-service type of thing, drive through window, hey, give me my food in 5 seconds, I'm out. If it's longer than a minute, oh man, I'm gonna complain. You're on a blessed journey. Be consistent in the little things. That's gonna add up to your blessed journey. And number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Don't sit there and let yourself just kind of, you know, flounder through life, going from destination to destination. Be on point. Be on purpose. Be intentional. You were created on purpose for a purpose. That's why you have a burning desire inside you. Don't let the flame go out, but appreciate the little consistent things in life. Again, I want to extend to you a gift. Maybe you need some help in the little consistent things. How do you set it up? What are some little strategies? Let's do a breakthrough session together. It's free. It's 20 minutes. Click on the link in the show notes. Yes, it's going to ask you for your name and your email. But that just begins to open up the door of communication between you and me. I'm here for you. My hand is outreached. I want you to create your now, whatever it is and whatever it looks like. This is your passion, your purpose, and your presence. How do you want to live it out? What do you want to see at the end of your days here on earth? I know that may not be something that you want to think about. But sometimes we overthink. Is easy always better? We want to take that shorter end of the stick. We want to take the fastest way. How many times have you looked in the maps on your phone and it said routing and it said shortest, fastest, and then something else? Usually it gives you three options on most apparatuses, whether it be the phone or the GPS system. Most of us want the fastest. But is the fastest going to give you the results really that you want? the desired outcome that you deserve, that's God-given, minutes to hours to days to months to years. You are worthy of every single second of your life. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. Have an awesome week. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.